KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
729. And of course, the text line will be open, and you can text your questions, your comments, your pithy comments. The pithier, the better. You can text those, and we'll read those and sprinkle them in throughout the evening. Coming up on the show tonight, we've got Theo Lewis Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. He's also going to do a deep dive on a Oscar-winning movie. Chime chance to beat Theo at his own game. That game is played very simply. He has three Hollywood movies. Two of them have been greenlit by actual Hollywood executives. One of them has come from his creative mind. We have to figure out which one is the real one and which one is the fake one. That's Hollywood exec for a day. It's coming up a little bit later on. Open phones in hour number three. Jonathan Horn, historian and speechwriter for President Bush, is going to be joining us. He's a presidential historian, and we figured with President's Day coming up on Monday, get a chance to talk in with him. We'll check in with him in the second hour. But this first hour, we're going to go a little rogue, a little history lesson for you, a little history lesson for me, because, as you know, in junior high, I stumbled across a radio show in which a gentleman named Larry King was hosting, and I was hooked on talk radio ever since. And when doing this show, Alex, our executive director, said, you know, I know Larry King's producer, Pat Piper. And I said, you do? And he said, yeah, let's ask him if he wants to come on the show. Well, Pat Piper has been nice enough to join us for this first hour, producer of the Larry King radio show. Pat Piper, welcome back to your show, America at Night.
I should be on my way to Crystal City right now to get on the 12th floor and go to work. But it's fun to be with you. I want you to know your junior high teacher sent me a note saying he could have done better if had it not been radio he listened to.
You know what? I don't think you're lying, because that's about right. No, I grew up in Long Island, and I was listening. I've told the story before, but I listened to WFUV. Fordham University had a sports show on Friday and Saturday nights, and then during the week there was nothing to listen to. And so I stumbled across, and I was in eighth grade, and I stumbled across Larry King's show, and it was like my world opened up to me, and I would sit there for hours and listen and just be riveted. And then, of course, Saturday nights with Jim Bohannon. And when we started the show, I wanted Alex to try and find the Duke Zebert jingle.
Oh, the Duke Zebert jingle. Yes, I think he found that.
Yes, he did. Yeah, we're going to play it a little bit later on. Pat, tell me your story. How did you get hooked up with Larry King?
Well, I went to Indiana University, which is known for football and basketball, and majored in journalism and theater. And there was a campus radio station at Indiana University that I just hooked onto. I said, I got to do that. And that's because I grew up near Chicago and used to listen to Top 40 radio and the disc jockeys and just how cool it was the way they did rock and roll music and would tell stories and stuff. So radio was always a part of who I was. And I ended up, as some people are known to do in radio, go to one station, then you get fired or you get hired by another station or whatever. I ended up in Georgetown, Delaware, and I was the news director. It was a chain of radio stations there. And I interviewed a U.S. senator who would come to town every twice a month or so, and the guy's name was Joe Biden.
Oh, my goodness.
Heard of him, but...
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And Joe would come into the studio, and it was a half-hour show, and I almost had no chance to ask a question. I mean, Joe would just go, you know. And then I told the president, and he was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Our affiliate, our network at that time was the Mutual Broadcasting System. And I think Senator Biden at that time actually made some news that I thought Mutual Broadcasting, the network, might be interested in. So I would call them and say, Senator Biden was just here. It was within the last half hour. I've got three, you know, things. And they'd say, okay, feed it through the line. And that time, you know, it wasn't emailed to him, you know.
But, right.
And after a couple times, he said, we would like you to come in and talk to us. And I'm thinking, I did something wrong. I don't know what they're talking about. But they offered me a job. And I kept, and I was working overnights on weekends. And I would leave Delaware at about 7 o'clock at night, having worked all day, drive to Crystal City and work all night in the newsroom. And I was a tape editor, and I worked with sports people and stuff, you know, sports stories came in and stuff. And I did that for 3 or 4 months, and I would sleep in my car on, you know, during the daytime because I didn't have any money, you know. And then I'd drive back on Sunday morning to Delaware and then work 5 days a week before I drove back. Eventually, they finally said, we'd like you to come in and work full time, and you can do the overnight job that you don't have to drive to Delaware every weekend and stuff. And eventually, I became an editor of the newsroom. And someone said, you know, there's an opening for Larry King, and the guy in charge of the Mutual at that time said, Pat, I think you're the guy that should do this. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, and I would see Larry, and I used to listen to him when I lived in Chicago and certainly Indiana and stuff. And so we had a meeting, and I said to him, okay, well, I've noticed in the sheet that for the upcoming guests, you've got Frederick Forsyth coming in. And he's just written a book. And since you're going to interview him, I've got the book with me. It's 464 pages, and it's called The Fourth Protocol. And here it is. And, you know, you can spend the weekend and take a look at that if you think that I'm the right guy for this. And he looks at me and says, why would I want to read the book? And it was one of those moments where, and I'm sure anyone, you know, whether you're in radio or not, you go, I have either made a big mistake or I'm with a genius.
Right.
And I'm happy to say it turned out for the latter, you know. And he would say, the listener hasn't read the book. Why should I read the book? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I don't think any talk show host can do that.
No, it's an interesting, you know, you could spend you could have a master's degree on how to prepare for an interview, and Larry King's just natural curiosity took over, and that's what sort of made it so endearing because everybody learned together. It's a really interesting. So you ended up being his, executive director, his producer. So tell people exactly.
We didn't have all those titles. I was the producer.
Yeah. So tell people what that means. What would you do for Larry King on a regular basis?
Well, basically it was, I had wonderful assistants. Judy Thomas was the assistant producer, and Chris Castleberry would work the night shift and work with Larry. But I was just sort of in charge of all that. And we would book the shows, you know, sometimes if it was an author, you know, the publishers would come to town and say, you know, we've got this author, please look them over, let us know which. And I would say, okay, this one, not that way, you know, someone else. Or on my own, I would say, okay, you know, there's a new rock and roll band that's going to do a tour. Let's get someone, because we would travel to our studios in New York or our affiliates in Los Angeles, and we would travel around the country. And I would kind of get Larry in front of real people and audiences, and it was all live.
Yeah.
So my job was...
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage. Available at CVS and Target.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55. But unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
One of the things I've learned in the 2.5 months of hosting this show is that the Larry King audience is still very much there and listening and calling and now texting. And so we've invited Pat Piper, the longtime producer of Larry King Show, to join us on a Friday night and tell some stories about the late, great Larry King. Pat, what kind of guy was he? Was he a good guy to work for? Did he get a little testy? Did he get a little angry from time to time? What type of guy was he?
He was actually very easy to get along with. Traveling around the country with him, you got to really see the guy. And I remember one time, in fact, I was warned, the former producer for him at that point was Tammy Haddad, who left me a note, things to know about Larry. Well, I wish I had kept that. But one was, he's a very fussy flyer. And I thought, okay, who cares, you know? And we had already booked a week's worth of shows in Hawaii. And Larry was going to go to Hawaii. And I don't think he'd ever been there before. So I sent him a note saying, okay, here's your flight. You're going to leave out of Dulles. It's a straight shot to Honolulu, or maybe it was a stopover in San Francisco. The point is, I don't remember. But Larry called me back a couple of days later and said, I can't take that flight. I said, why? I've seen the movie that they're going to show. And I thought, okay, he's doing shtick with me. But he was absolutely serious. And I thought, what have I, you know, and I said this to myself many times, what have I just gotten myself into here? But we found another flight for Larry to get to Hawaii. You know,
what was the movie? What was the movie?
I have no idea. I'm happy to tell you that. I am thrilled to tell you. I have no idea what the movie was.
So he just but he that, just didn't like he didn't like the movie they were showing, so he didn't want to take that flight.
He has seen it. He has seen the movie because he flew around a lot. You know, on weekends a ex-wife or a girlfriend or something. He would travel around a lot, and he was basically a really fun guy. I would have lunch with him at a restaurant that you're familiar with, and we would talk about stuff, and all these people would show up, Larry, how you doing? And it was kind of a neat way to meet celebrities and stuff, but he was very humble. He was not look at me. And I have always admired that in him.
Well, the interesting thing... Go ahead. I got about 2.5 minutes, so fit it into 2.5 minutes.
I was just going to say, he had a heart attack, and it was prior to a heart attack, and he was having to take a pill called nitroglycerin, which kind of set aside the pain and everything prior to the surgery. We were walking through the airport in San Francisco, and everybody sees him. He's taking his pill, and people are saying, and meanwhile, we have a car waiting, we've got to get somewhere, and he is suddenly having chit-chat with all these people, signing autographs, and he's not feeling well, and I've got to get him out of there. But he spent 5 minutes talking to people, asking them questions, and I just thought, there's something really good going on here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was not about him.
Yeah. Did you know him when he was a smoker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. There was an ashtray in the studio. Yeah.
I remember the story he would tell after the heart attack, right? He quit smoking cold turkey.
Yes.
And he would tell the story how he used to smoke in the shower. Do you remember when he would tell those stories?
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. He smoked in the shower. He certainly smoked all through, you know, and sometimes flying. You know, at that time, way back then, you could actually smoke and... He was, of course, in first class, and I know some first class passengers would get upset because this man keeps talking to everybody and he's smoking cigarettes. And but they would say, "No problem, don't worry, we can move you into, you know, another class of seating, which is usually next to me in the rear." So it was no big deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not surprising that he would talk to a wall for 20 minutes or talk to strangers in an airport. Because you can't be on the air that much and hide who you really are, right? I mean, who he was off the air is who he was on the air, right?
You are absolutely right. People would tell me, and these were usually flight attendants and pilots and stuff, you know, this passenger came up to me, they were sitting next to this guy who was on a talk radio show or something, and he never shut up, and I want to sleep, and he kept asking me questions, and can I get another seat and move and all this. And Larry, you know, admitted that and said, I can't, I'm always curious. So
Yeah. That's Pat Piper. Hold that thought, Pat. We got another segment with you. I'm enjoying this so much. Thank you very much for your time. And it is it's a true honor to talk to you. So hang tight. Hold that. I'll get the text line going. If you have a question for Pat Piper, we got the text line going up. You want to ask him anything about Larry King, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night, Larry King's old show. Back in a moment.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio.
Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Joint Tax Professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The YMCA is just a starting line, but the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. My why is diversity in unity, a safe space in my community, living with sincerity, giving every day my everything. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your why. Learn more at YMCA.org for a better us.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us, tax season, and Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers, and you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer, file fearlessly.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
It's Friday night, and we're talking to Larry King's producer, Pat Piper, and it's more fun than you're allowed to have. I hope you're enjoying it, because this is an absolute treat for me. Pat Piper, a longtime producer for Larry King. Pat, tell me about open phones. Were the phones always jammed? Were there slow nights? Could he pick and choose? How did he take his phone calls? How did he play that game?
There were indeed some slow nights, and Larry would tell a story, and that would sort of get people to go into it during Open Phone America. Lots of times it was about, I never got through to the guest, and here's the question I would have for them. And Larry would try to ad lib. Well, you obviously have to talk to that person, but he suggested this. And it's a great topic, and we will get back to it. And it was always, we'll do another show on it, which was suddenly all on me again. But it was healthy. It was good, and it was, the calls were never screened. All we said is, "Hi, it's Larry King Show. What's your Larry King Show? What city are you calling from?" That's all we asked to set it up. And there obviously was a 7 second or 6 second delay or whatever it was. But most of the time, that's it. So all of us in the control room had no clue what the question was going to be. And Larry certainly didn't. It was just an intercom button to him, Gaithersburg, Maryland. He would go, and like that.
And that's where he would get Toledo, hello. San Jose, hello. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
correct.
Omaha.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I'm just going to say, I've got a couple quick stories about celebrities that were kind of fun.
Yeah, please do.
We were at the National Association of Broadcasters convention in Dallas, I think it was, and I had booked Joe Cocker, who was going to sing later the next night or something, but he flew in the night before. And his agent called me and said, "Joe's on the plane, and we have a limo, and we're going to pull up to, the studio. Can you, or to the hotel, can you make sure you get him in there?" And I said, "Sure, not a problem." The hotel set up a private interview or an elevator, to get him up there. And he pulls up, and the agent said, "Have a cup of coffee for him." And I think, sure, no big deal. So, of course, Westward, or Mutual, had set up a whole suite with an open bar and everything, and all these program directors and producers and stuff were there milling around, and we're doing the show live from that room. I bring Joe up, and we're discussing, just how you doing, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, I'm smelling alcohol here. And the doors open, and the bar is right there, and Joe goes right to the bar. We're 2 minutes to air. I go over to Larry and say, I think Joe's been drinking, and we could move him into the second hour. Program directors hear me say that to Larry, and you can imagine all that. You've got this rock and roller, and what are you doing? You're going to move into the second hour? You've got to be out of your mind. I would not hire you, blah, 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 blah. I get Joe to come sit down next to Larry, and they go for an hour, and it is just a great interview. Joe really did the number, and during the commercial break, Larry motions me to come over, and he goes, "I think he's been drinking." I said, "No kidding, Larry, thank you." But Joe did just beautifully, and stuff like that. Go ahead.
No, I mean, the guests, right? I mean, they knew they were safe with Larry. So I contest that they always gave more because they were safe and they were just, they knew Larry was just interested. And I think the guests really opened up to him because of that.
I think you're absolutely right. Sure. And one more quick story. And again, this is a rock and roller. But we were in our Los Angeles studio. And as you know, sometimes the guests will cancel. Well, a guest canceled, and I had about 2 hours to get a new guest for the first hour. And I, any producer always has a plan B ready to go. I knew that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were about to go on tour. I'd been in touch with his agent or his publicist, whatever it was, and I said, we're around, and let me know. So I called the agent. I said, "This is out of the dark, but in 2 hours, can you get, one of the band members in to talk about the tour coming up and all that?" And they go, Give me 2 minutes, I'll call you back. Tom Petty shows up right on time, and I go into Larry, who is, and he's the first hour guest. I see him in the studio. I go into Larry, who's in the green room, and he's, of course, watching the Baltimore Orioles. And he goes, what are we going to do tonight? And I said, oh, God. Larry, we're going to have Tom Petty on tonight. Who the hell is Tom Petty? I said, he's in a rock and roll band. He's going on tour. Good. All I need. Thanks. And he goes in, he goes, and shakes Tom's hand. Tom, you're going to have a great tour. Good for you, you know. And they do the hour, and once again, it is fun, you know. They're just back and forth. And Petty came up to me after the show and said, I was answering questions I never even knew I had answers to, you know. And do you have a cassette that I could take? That was back in the days of, your listeners may not know this, but there was something called a cassette. And yeah. I said, sure, here you go. But yeah. It's a story that I told Larry. I said, you know, he really was impressed with you.
I don't think people understand how genius that is to say, who's Tom Petty? He's in a band and he's going on tour, right? I mean, yeah. There are people who will spend 6 days researching Tom Petty, and to walk in cold and sit down and just start talking like you met the man on a park bench is so genius. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've got one more story for you if you got time.
I got all the time for you, Pat Piper. You keep talking.
This is a book that I ghosted with Larry, and it was about the millennium. It was called Future Talk. And Larry was booked to be on the Today Show to talk about the book. And so I'm obviously tuned in at 7 a.m. or whatever it is, and the phone rings at home. And I go, he goes, hey, it's Larry. I'm in the green room. What should I talk about? And I said, Larry, didn't you read the book? He goes, well, I know that Bob Costas predicts that the pitcher's mound is going to be raised because, you know, they've got to do that, and we all know that. And he goes, this whole spiel about the pitcher's mound. And I said, Larry, the last time we had a millennium, Leif Erickson was sailing across the Atlantic. And he goes, good, all I need, thanks. Hangs up. And so he's being interviewed. I think it was Matt Lauer or someone doing the interview. He says, Larry, why would you write a book like this? And Larry says, well, as you know, the last millennium, Leif Erickson was sailing across the ocean. I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know. But he did fine, and the publisher called me a couple of days later and said they really sold a lot of books that day. You know, it's like everything that shouldn't happen does.
So, in other words, he didn't know how to sell a book that he supposedly wrote. You had to tell him what was in his book, and then he went on the Today Show and then sold his book.
Yeah, and he did beautifully. And I started thinking, you know, he doesn't need me to write a book. He can just go on and do spiel, and he'll sell whatever he's talking about. Yeah.
Pat Piper, our guest producer, longtime producer of the Larry King Show. Do you remember Pat Piper, the gentleman who called up, who created the bumper sticker, Larry King for President, Jim Bohannon Vice President?
I don't. It doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah, there was a guy who called up, and I'm listening, and the guy calls up and says, I have these bumper stickers. I'd like to give them away. Larry King for President, Jim Bohannon Vice President. Can I give my address over the radio? And Larry says, I'll let you give your address over the radio, but... for those who want it, put a dollar in a self-addressed stamped envelope. Give this guy a dollar for his troubles. And so I got out of bed and wrote down the guy's address, sent him a self-addressed stamped envelope with a dollar, and about a week later I got, you know, a bumper sticker, Larry King for President, Jim Bohannon Vice President, and Pat Piper, when they offered me the job. Now this, right, that's 1980, I don't know, would have been 84 maybe. Okay, so now it's 2025, and they offer me the job. So I've been to college, I've been out of college, right? You move 18,000 times, you're right, you downsize, you upsize, you're living out of your car, then you're in the penthouse, then you're in the outhouse. when they offer me the job, I go straight to the basement, and it takes me 4 minutes to find the bumper sticker that says Larry King President, Jim Bohannon Vice President.
it doesn't surprise me.
It's a labor of love, this. And when you were talking about the...
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Doing a routine across the street at a comedy club or something, but he heard Larry was in town. So Burl comes over, and I see him, and I say, you know, you can come on a couple minutes after Albert is done because we got a commercial break. And he goes, no, I can just come on right now. And he walks right onto the stage, and, you know, he just takes over. And it was just, Larry loved that because it reminded him of back in the days when he worked at WIOD in Miami. And he was on, get this, a boat that was anchored out in front of the Fontainebleau Hotel. And, he would do his radio show from there. It was large enough that, you know, guests could sit there and audience could sit there. And obviously people who have been drinking probably sat there too. But he would, and there would be guests coming in from the hotel who were, you know, actors, actresses, and the Fontainebleau was sort of high end. They would hear about this goofy guy out on a houseboat, and they would come in and just sit and talk to him. So it was completely spontaneous, no clue who this person was who was going to come on. And he loved that.
And so he was on the radio, and people would just sit down, and he'd start talking to strangers. And he'd just start interviewing strangers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 That's the way he did it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
There was just a very quick story, because Larry worked in both television and radio. We had Hal Roach on one night in Los Angeles. Now, Hal Roach is the guy who did Abbott and Costello, I think. And I'm sorry, Laurel and Hardy. And Hal Roach worked in the silent films with Laurel and Hardy, and then worked in the, you know, the actual visual sound films and such with Laurel and Hardy. And he told the story of, Larry said, what did you like better? And he goes, well, I walked into a meeting with TV people and said, here's how I want to start this scene. And it goes like this. It's a dark and stormy night, and seven hands go up in the air. Is there lighting? Do we see a house? Is there a car in the driveway? Are there lights in the house? How about thunder? And Roach has to spend an hour with the TV guys explaining, here's what I'm thinking about. And he walks out of that room, he goes across the hall to the radio guys, because they're going to do the same kind of show, and he says, it's a dark and stormy night. And they all look at him and say, not a problem, I got it, thanks, bye. And that's the difference between radio and TV.
No, that's what radio, I couldn't do TV. Radio's got the time to sit and talk to you, to tell a story, to get to the bottom. Yeah. Just, and the other thing too, Pat Piper, you know this better than anybody. They can't kill radio because they've tried. They've done everything they can to kill radio. They just can't do it. It's just too powerful of a medium. Piper, we gotta go, Pat. Will you come back in the future and tell more stories?
I'm happy to tell a story or two, of course. This was Pat.
Pat Piper, who the legendary producer for the legendary Larry King Show, which was this show so many years ago. Pat Piper, it's been an absolute treat. Safe travels down the road, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
See you later, Mr. McGraw.
There you go. Stay right there. We're going to go to Duke Zieberts right after this on America at Night.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55. But unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
Well, I don't know about you, but that was one fun hour talking to Pat Piper, producer of the Larry King Show. Now, here's the deal. So we've been, since the beginning of this show, I've been trying to find the jingle, the Duke Zebert jingle that Larry King would play on Friday nights. And Pat Piper, being the good producer that he is, found it for it. So here's a little Duke Zebert's jingle that Larry would play every Friday night to end the show, in which then he'd go down to Duke Zebert's in Washington, D.C. Listen to this.
Baby, take me down to Duke's place. Wireless box in town is Duke's place. Love that piano sound in Duke's place. Saxons.
There you go. There's a little at Duke's place. Duke Zebert's was a, I never went there, but it was a restaurant in Washington, D.C., which everybody sort of popped in, and it was a place to be seen. I don't know how good the food was. I don't know how good the bartending was. Duke was a bartender, I guess, but it was a... it was a special, special place and a special time. No longer there, but Larry would play that every I think it was every Friday night. And then he'd head down to Duke's on a Friday night. Man, that was fun. All right, stay right there. Jonathan Horn, historian, is going to join us next hour. It's President's Day on Monday, so we'll check in with Jonathan and talk about presidents. He's the one who's talking about and writing about the Revolutionary War in the Free Press, which is great. He's nice enough to join us from time to time. And then Theo Lewis-Clark's Hollywood exec for a day. We are just getting started. It was Larry King. It was Jim Bohannon. And ultimately, it's me. And, man, that was a fun hour. Man, unbelievable. All right, stay right there. I tell you what, if I had a producer like Pat Piper, man, this show would be all right. Instead, I've got executive director Alex Hinton. I'm teasing. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven. Stay right there. This is America at Night on Westwood One.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating...
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Consult your financial and tax.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire at midnight. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Lawmakers have left town after failing to pass a Homeland Security funding bill. Democrats and the White House traded offers this week, but the Senate fell short of the votes needed to advance a bill. The expected result is a partial or mini government shutdown affecting the DHS, which employs more than a quarter million workers. The shutdown could drag on a while, with Congress now on a 10-day break. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina earlier today. In remarks, the president salutes the Special Forces soldiers who went into Venezuela and emerged with President Nicolas Maduro.
Last month, we proved this truth once again when some of our greatest soldiers right here to ever live, frankly, successfully captured the outlaw dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and brought him back to face American justice where he's now right now waiting. And that was an amazing night.
The president also said a change in power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the U.S. administration weighs whether to take military action against Iran. California Attorney General Rob Bonta wants to know why families in the historically black neighborhood of West Altadena did not receive evacuation orders over the deadly Eaton fire last year.
The families forever changed because of the Eaton fire deserve nothing less than our full commitment to finding and sharing the truth.
Former CNN host Don Lemon has pleaded not guilty to federal civil rights charges in Minnesota. He is among several accused in a January 18th protest at City's church. More at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2341. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2341. That's 800-575-2341. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
A U.S. Marine's adoption of a young Afghan war orphan will stand after all. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Virginia Supreme Court's ruled a U.S. Marine and his wife will keep an Afghan orphan they brought home in defiance of the U.S. government's decision to reunite her with her Afghan family. The decision reverses two lower court rulings that found the adoption so flawed it was void from the moment it was issued. But the justices wrote Virginia law cements adoption orders after 6 months, no matter how flawed, and even if it was obtained by fraud. Three justices dissented, calling the decision cancerous. The original adoption order was granted in 2020, when the child was still in Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. It's a Super Bowl record that will likely never be broken. Jason Walker has more.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
Chris Paul has announced he is retiring from the NBA after a 21-season career that stacks up as a Hall of Fame worthy. He shared the news at the Clippers Arena in Inglewood earlier. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Open 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. All right, what is it? Is it Washington's birthday on Monday, or is it President's Day? Is it Lincoln's birthday? What's going on? To talk about this is our dear friend from the Free Press, Jonathan Horn, historian, presidential speechwriter. Jonathan, welcome back to America at Night.
Having me.
Okay, so your article this week in the Free Press is great because it's a You say it should be Washington's birthday. Is it Washington's birthday? Is it President's Day? What day is it Monday?
Monday is officially Washington's birthday. But I don't think most people in the country know that anymore. People have become so accustomed to the name President's Day, which has like basically a generic celebration of presidents, and they've forgotten about the father of our country, George Washington.
So when did that happen, and or how did that happen? Do we know?
People have been celebrating George Washington's birthday all the way back during George Washington's lifetime after the Revolutionary War. People started holding balls and holding feasts and banquets on George Washington's birthday, and it became a really big deal during George Washington's presidency. And it's only recently that the name President's Day has sort of taken over, and part of what happened is in 1968, Congress moved the holiday. So it was no longer on February 22nd, which is actually George Washington's birthday, and they moved it to the third Monday in February, and as a result, people aren't quite clear what they're celebrating when they get Monday off.
And so since Lincoln's birthday is kind of around here and Washington's birthday is kind of around this date, I guess it just sort of naturally progressed to President's Day?
That's exactly what happened, and to be absolutely clear, I am totally in favor of celebrating Abraham Lincoln's birthday, which was yesterday, and I think Abraham Lincoln deserves his own day. But the father of our country, George Washington, here we are celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. Had George Washington never become president of the United States, I think he deserves a holiday just for what he did as a general during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Jonathan Horn, our guest, he is a George W. Bush speechwriter. He's also written a couple of books, one about Washington called Washington's End, and the other one, we had him on a couple of weeks ago. It got great response, The Fate of the Generals. It was about MacArthur, Wainwright, and the epic battle for the Philippines. Jonathan Horn, our guest, for a couple minutes. Talk about Washington, because a lot of people think they know the story of the Revolutionary War, but how tell us how great George Washington really was and how instrumental he was to winning that war.
Well, George Washington really was the indispensable man during the Revolutionary War. He's the one who kept the Continental Army in the field and celebrated 8 birthdays as the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army. This is not a short war. He barely ever sees Mount Vernon, his home, during the war. But already in 1776, 250 years ago from where we are right now, you can already see the qualities of a great leader emerging in George Washington.
Did he? Was it a ragtag army? Were they underfed? Did they have no uniforms? Did they not have enough muskets and bullets and everything else?
That's all true. This really is a ragtag army, especially if you look at it 250 years ago from where we are. This is an army that's having to, he's having to pretend like he has more gunpowder than he has. He has British, he's basically laying siege to the British who are occupying Boston. People are wondering, why don't you finish them off in Boston? Well, the answer is he doesn't have enough gunpowder. He doesn't have enough men. He's basically losing men just as fast as he's adding men. This is a very tough logistical challenge. And George Washington is very concerned about what people think. Why isn't he winning this war already? But if he tells the truth and says, I don't have enough gunpowder, he'll put his men at danger from the British. So, given the choice between protecting his reputation and protecting his men, he chooses his men.
So the war starts in 1775, but he's preoccupied with what's going on in Philadelphia with the Declaration of Independence while he's commander of the army?
Well, right. He takes over the army in 1775. The Continental Congress sends him toward Boston to take command of the troops rallied around who have besieged the British in Boston. And he's going to be there with this army. And, of course, it's just recently, though, if you look back at where we are in around January or February of 1776, people really start talking about the idea of independence. It's the first time we see it in George Washington's correspondence. And it goes back to something we talked about a couple weeks ago, Thomas Paine publishing Common Sense.
Oh, and that's sort of melds together. What type of general was he? Was he loved by his troops? Was he rough and tough on them? Was he a Patton type? What kind of general was he?
Well, you know, I think that especially if you look at George Washington, 1776, he's still learning. He doesn't really have the experience at this point. We always have this image of George Washington as an old man because we think of him on the quarter, and we have that image. But back then, this is a younger man. He's only 44 years old in 1776, which is incomprehensible for us to think about George Washington that way. He hasn't lost all of his teeth. He still has red in his hair. So this is not an old man yet, and he's learning on the job just like everyone else is.
Talk about him crossing the Delaware. Why is that so important?
Well, that happens, of course, later on, but basically things are looking very grim for the Continental Army at that point, and it's a daring stroke to go get the British, to go get the Hessians in Trenton, and it works, and it really does give some confidence to the country and rallies people to the cause at a time when people are losing hope. And I think it also speaks to a quality of George Washington, which he was willing to take risks and to gamble when necessary, but he also knew when not to take risks and when to preserve his army and to defer, and this is really important about George Washington, to defer to civilian control.
We'll get to that in a second. That famous picture of him crossing the Delaware, it's a great picture, but, right, completely fabricated. There's no flag. There's no, right, it's in the middle of the night. under cover of darkness. So that famous painting is a nice painting, but it's really sort of marketing, is it not?
Right, and it's, obviously you're right. The details of the painting aren't right, but they do speak to this larger truth, which is George Washington taking his daring trip across the Delaware River and carrying out this decisive strike in a time when things are grim.
Jonathan Horn, our guest for a couple minutes. He is a presidential historian, written a couple of books, a great writer. His book, he writes about Washington in Washington's End, and, of course, his latest book is The Fate of the Generals, where all fine books are, and that's the story of MacArthur Wainwright and the epic battle for the Philippines. Talk about his decision to step down after two terms. How revolutionary is that? How unexpected was that of him? And could he really have become king of America?
Well, you know, the thing about George Washington is he had done it before. He did it at the end of the Revolutionary War in 1783. He stepped down from power then. He turned in his commission and returned to Mount Vernon. And then he returns to the presidency, of course. He becomes president, and he does it again. He steps down after two terms. And what people don't know is he actually would have liked to step down after his first term, but he was persuaded to take another term. But George Washington is sort of embodying this role of the American Cincinnatus, of this idea that you come to power and then you return to your farm. And I think it's difficult for us today to realize how revolutionary this idea was, because we live in a world of George Washington shape, but this just was a revolutionary thing to do back in George Washington's time. It was not something that leaders did very often.
When he stepped down, right, and his famous Washington's doctrine, if you will, don't get involved in European war.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Here's about Washington, and people, in his opinion, didn't much care if they were true or false. And so he wrote this biography, filled it with anecdotes that he thought would be instructive. And his guiding purpose was that if you buy this book, if you share this book with your children, they can learn to be George Washington, and they can grow up to become a man like George Washington. And we know one person who read that biography when he was a young man. That's Abraham Lincoln. He remembered reading it as a young man and said it shaped his outlook on life.
Jonathan Horn, what's next for your column on the Free Press?
Well, we're going to be looking at the end of the battle for Boston, when George Washington will get his first victory in the Revolutionary War.
This Week in American History, it's a column at thefreepress.com written by our guest, Jonathan Horn. And if you'd like to read a great book, Washington's End by Jonathan Horn, and his newest book, The Fate of the Generals, MacArthur, Wainwright, and the Epic Battle for the Philippines. Jonathan, happy Washington's birthday, and we'll read you next at thefreepress.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Stay right there. Back in a moment. Got a couple of text messages and Theo Lewis-Clark, TV exec, or I should say Hollywood exec for a day. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org. This message furnished by Dental Lifeline Network.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Oh, hello. It's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers. Like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed. And 0, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, a couple of text messages. Here you go. From West Virginia. What kind of candy do you eat? Oh, yeah, M&M's. Get it? McGraw-Milhaven? Just kidding, Bob. Hey, good evening. I'm McGraw from Kansas. Bondi is the worst attorney general that this country has ever had. She's a total embarrassment to our nation. Here's another one. I'm glad Bitcoin is crashing. Here's another one. Trump didn't name anything after himself. The board of directors did that. Please do not perpetuate the fallacy that he named anything that he didn't own. Well, he did appoint the board at the Kennedy Center, and then the board then changed the name. So originally, though, it was signed by Congress. So the next president is going to come in and change the name as well. So it doesn't really matter. From Frank in College Station, Texas. How do you manage all these cool guests? Do you have ties to the mafioso? Yes, I do. Let's see here. January 6th, man pardoned by Trump was just convicted of multiple charges. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Let's see here. Media bias is driven by consumers. All right. Good to know. Here's another one. Aren't you arrogant to say it was Larry King's show and Jimbo Hannon and you skip over Rich Valdez? You skip over Rich Valdez right to you. Man, aren't you arrogant? And he goes on to say, I always said liberals were the racist ones skipping over the only Spanish guy that was on there. That's what I always say. The liberals, the definition of a liberal is the racists who skip over the only Spanish guy. That's the definition of a Spanish guy. I meant no disrespect to Rich Valdez. I was just trying to sort of move the conversation along. I apologize that I didn't mention every host of this show. It was not my intention to disrespect Rich Valdez, who I've never met. I saw him a couple times. Seemed like a very nice man. But never had the was not lucky enough to meet him. All right, stay right there. Theo Lewis Clark is going to be joining us. I believe the poll is up, so you can play along at home. You have to guess: is it 1, 2, or 3? And then, of course, the text line is 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-462-4729. That's the text. Yeah, he's going to give you 1, 2, or 3, and you got to figure out which is the real movies and which is the fake movies. And we'll do that in just a moment. America at Night, back in a moment.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55, but unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50-plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Grab your popcorn. It's time to play Hollywood Exec for a Day on America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right. We've got Theo Lewis-Clark on the line. The text line is ready. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. Good morning, Theo Lewis-Clark.
What's going on, McGraw? How you doing, my friend?
We're doing well. All right. Richard's going to join us, and Alex is going to join us. And plus, we're going to do a deep dive on an Oscar-winning movie. First, let's get to TV Exec for a Day. Here's the way the game is played. Theo has come up with three movies. Two of them are real movies from real Hollywood executives that have been greenlit. One of them is fake. Our job is to determine which is the real one and which is the fake one, and you two can play along at home. That's why you're going to text your answer to 1-844-2-McGraw. You have to text 1, 2, or 3, and we'll give you a couple minutes to figure it out and tabulate the results, if you will. So without further ado, Theo Lewis-Clark, the floor is yours.
Okay, let's get underway. Is it number one? He's the president of Trash TV, and his greed has him always looking for new content to attract more viewers. He happens upon a video of gratuitous torture and punishment, and everything is going great until his girlfriend auditions for the show without his knowledge. Or is it number two? A scientist finds himself the only one on the planet after everyone around him vanishes overnight. The isolation almost drives him crazy until he meets two others. Together, the trio roam the earth, trying to find out what caused everyone to disappear, why they remained behind, and whether the disaster will ever strike again. Or is it number three? The orphanage she grew up in is about to be engulfed in scandal when they use a benefactor's sizable donations to launder money to fund the mayoral campaign of their choice. All right? Is it the Trash TV guy? Or is it the scientist with the two others roaming the earth? Or is it the orphanage engulfed in scandal trying to fund the mayoral campaign? What say you three?
All right. That is the three choices. One, please record your answers now. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Let me pull up the poll question here for you. And 1-844-2-McGraw. Or 1-844-262-4729. Is it number one, the presidential trash TV that has a torture channel where he's loving life until his girlfriend shows up? Is it number two, the scientist with only one scientist left on the planet, and he finds two others and they roam the earth looking for what happened? Or is it number three, the orphanage scandal where they launder money so that they can funnel it to a corrupt mayor's race? Is it one, two, or three? Lock in your votes. All right, what's our movie tonight, Theo?
I thought we do a deep dive in the Field of Dreams this time. Kevin Costner's masterpiece.
Sure.
Yeah, plus I know you like baseball, so I know you'd like this. You might even know some of these facts because you like baseball. But first of all, the number one thing, that field was real corn. It was grown just for the movie. They planted it and destroyed it right after the movie, and the studio compensated the farmers very handsomely, though, and for the lost harvest. And then the locals convinced the owners to keep it, and you can go there now. Matter of fact, the Cardinals play a Field of Dreams game sometimes.
So they did. They did. It's in Dyersville, Iowa. And
Dyersville, Iowa.
Yeah, while I have not been, I had a friend who went, and he scooped up a little bit of the dirt and put it in a can and brought it back home and gave it to me as a present.
That's kind of cool. Very thoughtful. Yeah. All right, so here's one. The voice that says, if you build it, he will come. Not if you build it, they will come. What everybody thinks that's what it says, but the he says, if you build it, he will come. Who's doing that voice?
Can I answer?
Yeah, if you know, go ahead and tell the world.
Yeah, himself.
Who's, you mean Kevin Costner?
No, the voice, if you build it, he will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's in the credits at the end, it says himself.
Yeah, but the actor who did it, though.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who the actor is.
Ed Harris.
Is
Ed
that right?
Harris. Yep. Well, you know Ed Harris. He's been in a lot of movies. A Beautiful Mind.
Well, he's married. Yeah, he's married to Amy Madigan, who's the wife in the movie.
Nicely done.
Yeah. See, Ed Harris. Ed Harris, by the way, robbed numerous times for an Academy Award. Did you ever see him play Jackson Pollock in the movie Pollock?
I did not.
Insanely fantastic. And then
worth the rip.
And then when he's in Apollo 13 and he plays Gene Kranz, robbed.
He did good at that. And also he did good in the Truman Show as well.
Utterly robbed. In the Truman Show, in everything he's good. But
yeah, he's good.
Jackson Pollock, he's robbed. And when he was Gene Kranz in Apollo 13, in my humble opinion, robbed. He should have won both times. But anyway, continue on.
Okay. That's okay. Now, speaking of James Earl Jones, a lot of people think that's James Earl Jones' voice. And, you know, James Earl Jones plays Terrence Mann, the author.
Yes.
He initially turned down his role, but his agent pushed him to do it. He said, well, just read it out loud. So he was convinced after he read his baseball monologue out loud, he said, I got to play this part. So he almost didn't get James Earl in that movie. And then also, speaking of seasoned actors, Burt Lancaster. So, you know, he played Moonlight Graham. He was seriously ill during the filming, and he approached that film as if it was going to be his last. So, and it was. It ended up being his last. The author of the movie that it was based on, his name's J.D. Salinger, you know, of Catcher in the Rye fame.
Yeah.
They wanted to use his name in the movie, but instead of, you know, Terrence Mann. So he said, if you use my name in that movie, I will sue you, because he wanted to remain reclusive.
Yeah.
So they changed the name of the author to Terrence Mann. And then here's the fun one. In the Fenway Park scenes, there's like 500 extras. Two of them are a 16 and 17 year old respectively, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So they, you know, they were trying to be actors a long time, and they were in that, they were in the movie.
And how's this? So, how's this? Hold on a second. Then Ben Affleck grows up and plays my godfather and my uncle in the movie The Tender Bar.
Yeah, I was at that screening. That was a great night.
Yeah.
Great night.
All right. That's really interesting. Yeah, J.D. Salinger in the book, Shoeless Joe, the author is J.D. Salinger, but he wouldn't let him use his name for the movie. Yeah.
No, he would not. He said, if you use my name, I will sue you guys.
Yeah, all right, good.
So it changed to Terrence Mann. So let's time to stump you guys. Let's remind the audience what happened to you three and them last week.
Give us a rundown of the three movies.
All right. He's the president of Trash TV, and his greed has him always looking for new content to attract more viewers. He happens upon a video of gratuitous torture and punishment, and everything is going great until his girlfriend auditions for the show without his knowledge. Or number two, a scientist finds himself the only one on the planet after everyone around him vanishes overnight. The isolation nearly drives him crazy till he meets two other people. Together, the trio roam the earth trying to find out what caused everyone to disappear, why they remained behind, and whether the disaster will ever strike again. And number three, the orphanage she grew up in is about to be engulfed in scandal when they use a benefactor's sizable donations to launder money to fund the mayoral campaign of their choice. So let's say you three, and then we'll get the audience.
All right. Richard, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with the child care movie. I feel like that can happen in real life, but I feel like it's more so personal gain for those type of situations. But I just felt like that one didn't give enough depth.
All right, so you think number three is the fake one? Number three. Richard says number three is the fake one. All right. Alex, what do you think? Do we have Alex on the line? Alex is too busy running the show.
There we are. Hello.
Yeah.
I also am going to go with number three. I know last time there was an orphanage involved. It kind of bit me in the rear a little bit, but they say lightning doesn't strike twice, so I'm picking number three.
All right. I'm going to say number three sounds – I don't have a feel for this one. I'm going to say number one, the president of Trash TV – torture, and then his girlfriend shows up. That just sounds a little fake. I will say, the audience agrees with me. The audience, overwhelming poll results. 68% of the audience thinks number one is the fake movie. So we've got two with number three, two with number two. Nobody picked number two. Theo, what's the answer?
So two with number one, you mean. Nobody picked number two. The scientist finds himself the only one on the planet after everyone around him vanishes overnight.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Your choice. That's on Theo's World, and it's called Mayor Select. Not Mayor Elect, the Mayor Select.
What's the movie? What's number one? Videodrome?
Videodrome, V-I-D-E-D-R-O-M-E. Yeah, it stars some really strange people, but nobody we would know.
When did that movie come out?
1983.
Yeah.
Videodrome. That's when I graduated high school.
It was sent straight to the video store, and I missed it. I apologize.
You sure did.
There you go.
Good job, Richard and Alex. Richard guessed because of the brevity of mine. He said it didn't. It lacked depth. Thanks, Richard.
All right, you go. That's how you play TV exec for a day. Number three is the winner. So let's see here. There was only 4% of the audience picked number three. Only 4% of the audience picked number three. And the overwhelming, 68% of the audience picked number one. So there you go. All right, that's TV exec for a day. That's Theo Lewis-Clark. Theo, thanks for playing. Have yourself a good night. And we're off next Friday, so you get a week off, and we'll talk to you the following week.
Okay, so if you guys have any suggestions, go to TheoLewisClarkRadio.com, TheoLewisClarkRadio.com.
Thank you, Lewis Clark. America at Night, back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, it does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, we've had a fun night. We checked in with Pat Piper, the longtime producer of the Larry King Show, walked down memory lane, checked in with Jonathan Horn, talked a little presidential birthdays with George Washington, had a little nice little conversation about the father of our country, talked to Theo. And look at this. Paul in Boise is on the line, waiting on through the line. Paul, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to America at Night.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, sorry about last night. It was one of those accidents. You didn't realize it was too late, and by that time it was pretty obnoxious, that noise it makes.
Don't worry about it. Paul, we all rub the phone up against our bodies. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was curious about what's going on in the world of nuclear weapons, and we're going to have a trifecta between China and Russia and America to have a drawdown. And there was a show that was on PBS that was pretty informative last weekend, and I caught that, and just made me wonder what people feel about that, you know?
You know,
I'm not too much worried about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I actually, we had that guest on a couple weeks ago talking about looking back at the decision for Harry Truman to use the atomic bombs. And, you know, we've never used one since. And I think there is some sort of social compact, even amongst the enemies, that I know that's the nuclear option, if you will. No pun intended, right? That's the worst case scenario. And you just have to assume that the powers to be know that that's a bridge too far, and that even if somebody used it, they would lose all sympathy in the world, and the world countries would all be against that one country. So whatever benefit they got from using the atomic bomb, they would lose credibility on the world stage. And I think they would be isolated. So the blowback would be so great that I don't think any country would ever want to use it. Now, is that wishful thinking? Probably. But I just think that that's probably a bridge too far. And, Paul, we got a lot of things to worry about, and we have no control over that anyway, so why worry about it?
I got that. And then when I thought about it, I thought, well, we got the Gold Dome is supposed to be...
Well, but, you know, the Golden Dome is great, I think that's a false sense of security, right? Because you can have a nuclear suitcase, right? What was the guy we had on the other day talking about Gaddafi's nuclear briefcase that American company had to go and retrieve for the American government, right? So it's not going to be dropped from a giant plane. It's going to be a dirty bomb. It's going to be a rogue something, right? It's going to be a spent fuel rod somewhere. It's going to be from some rogue nation like that. That's the scary part. And you would think that they understand that that would be a bridge too far, and that the world and the world community wouldn't allow that to stand. Paul, thanks for the phone call. So in a situation like that, right, you spend all this money for the Golden Dome, and it wouldn't do you any good. So, again, you build a dome, and you have to have a door, and the person, a Trojan horse. You build a wall, and somebody builds a horse and gives you a gift, and all the bad guys are inside, right? It's the age-old story. All right, stay right there. Open phones next hour, 1-844-2-McGraw. Plus the text line. Got a couple lines open for you right now. Let's have a fun open phones. But I need your help. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Millhaven. And this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor with two major stories we're following for you this hour. The partial government shutdown regarding funding for the Department of Homeland Security has come and gone. As the deadline was set to expire at midnight, the White House had been negotiating with the Democrats, but the two sides failed to reach a deal by the deadline. And police activity being reported just 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson, Arizona, as a warrant has been served at a home there. We're awaiting a news conference from the Pima County Sheriff's Department. One person has been detained in connection with the investigation. The aircraft carrier USS Gerald Ford leaving the Caribbean Sea en route to the Middle East, where tensions with Iran are increasing. President Trump was asked what Iran can do to avoid U.S. military action.
Should have given us the first time. They give us the right deal, we won't do that. But, you know, historically they haven't done that. I will say they want to talk, but so far they do a lot of talking and no action.
A key measure of inflation fell to a nearly five-year low last month.
The cost of goods and services didn't rise as fast in January as they did a year ago. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports gas prices fell more than 3% last month, while grocery prices ticked higher.
This correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. President Trump says a change in power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the administration weighs whether to take military action against Iran. He made the comment shortly after visiting with troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina yesterday, and after he confirmed earlier in the day that he's deploying the 2nd Aircraft Carrier Group to the Mideast for potential military action. He said the USS General Ford was the largest aircraft carrier there. More at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
The Bangladesh Nationalist Party claims to have won the country's first election since a 2024 uprising.
The BNP has told the BBC that they're confident of forming a new government. The papers are certainly running with it, even if they are unofficial results. One newspaper, the Dhaka Tribune, has a major headline on the front page: BNP wins absolute majority. Now, that hasn't been declared yet, but people will be waking up here and seeing Kerry Graham, the leader of the BNP, as the next Prime Minister of Bangladesh.
The BBC's Uzadeh Mosheri. Cocoa prices have fallen nearly 70% since last Valentine's Day, but that won't make heart-shaped boxes of chocolate or even chocolate Easter bunnies more affordable this year. Chocolate prices at U.S. retail stores rose 14% between January 1st and the first week of February compared to the same period last year. That's a top of a 7.8% increase. Breaking news at townhall.com. Wall Street steadied yesterday after its AI-induced sell-off.
Stocks found their footing on Wall Street after an encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 48 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Several stocks bounced back a day after taking sharp losses over worries that AI-powered competitors could take away business from them. Apple even clawed back 6.4%. The software company had lost about a fifth of its value a day earlier. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The camera-based security company Ring is ending its planned tie-up with police surveillance company Flock Safety after critics raised fresh worries about neighborhood camera networks. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 AM in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Larry King's longtime producer. And he said something which we do here on the show. Actually, it was a lot. I mean, it's really interesting, all the things he did with Larry King's show that we are trying to do here. And one of the things I tell Alex when you call is just, you know, take their name and where they're from and put them on hold. And I don't really care what they want to talk about. We'll just sort of see how it all turns out. We don't screen. We don't really take them out of order. But what I want to do is the one thing, if you are a first-time caller, I want you to let Alex know you're a first-time caller. For no other reason than I want first-time callers. I love first-time callers. And I want everybody to know you we have first-time callers. And so if you're a first-time caller, just sort of let Alex know you're a first-time caller, because at one point I was a first-time caller and never got on the air because I was too afraid. I always hung up before I could say anything. I was too afraid to talk. So anyway. So just let Alex know you're a first-time caller, and we'll get things going from there. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. And yes, first-time callers are always welcome. We'll make it, we'll clear the deck for you and give you plenty of space and plenty of time to say your piece and help join the show. Catherine in Vancouver. Hello.
You know, I remember you said you don't believe in conspiracies.
That is correct.
I know that. I totally get that. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I'll make you a believer. You gotta hear me out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they put the Jaws movie out, they conspired with all our parents. They said, you know, we can't get no sleep. Our kids are waking up all night. We gotta freak them right out so they don't want to go near water. Do you know when that movie came out, they finally got their wish. There was not one kid going, I want water, in the middle of the night, screaming they wanted water.
Well, I grew up by the water, and you're right. I remember that summer very well. And when they took us to the beach, there was a little bit of, if somebody yells shark, be sure to run out of the water. But we still went in the water, but, you know, it was a little dicey for a while. There's no question about it.
Well, you couldn't get us in the bathtub. We are so freaked out.
How great of a director is Steven Spielberg to get people afraid of a shark in a movie theater? You're in a movie theater. There's no way a shark is going to come up and bite you in a movie theater. Now, a zombie could, right? Or a ghost or a witch or Jason with the hockey mask could come up behind you and kill you. But a shark in a movie theater is not going to come up and bite you. And yet all of America was afraid of a shark in a movie theater.
Yeah, because they conspired against little kids.
God love you.
They want to sleep.
Right? Catherine in Vancouver, I thank you very much for your call. Have a good day. All right, let's go to Mark in Roseburg, Oregon. Mark, welcome to America at Night.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about Larry King, I started listening to him in 1978. And he's great, and also his television show was great. To me, he's in a category with Johnny Carson, just a one-of-a-kind talent, just irreplaceable. And I know you're trying to have a show like his, and I think you're coming pretty close to it. I think you're doing a good job at that.
Well, thank you very much. Look, I'm smart enough to know that there'll never be another Johnny Carson. I'm also smart enough to know that there'll never be another Larry King. I'm also smart enough to know that the voices of your youth will never be eclipsed, right? Listening to Lindsay Nelson, Ralph Kiner, Bob Murphy, right? Those voices will never be, never. And
Vince Scully.
Or how about this one? How about Kurt Gowdy? Is there greater voice than Kurt Gowdy, right? And do you ever go to a different town and you listen to their broadcaster and he's beloved, right? You know, oh my goodness, everybody loves him. And you turn on the radio and you listen to him, you're like, I don't think he's all that good. I don't, right? But the point is, all of broadcasting, all of announcing is an acquired taste. Right, if you grow up listening to Jack Buck, with all due respect to Jack Buck, the wonderful, wonderful man, wonderful broadcaster, right? But growing up and listening to Jack Buck, nobody will ever eclipse Jack Buck in your mind. Nobody will ever eclipse Vince Scully. Nobody will ever eclipse Red Barber. These are the voices of our youth. And so I'm with you. I listen to Larry King. I listened to a tape of Larry King today. It's like there's no way nobody could do him. You watch how smooth Johnny Carson is, right? I mean, with all due respect to Letterman and Kimmel and O'Fallon and Colbert and all these guys who are great in their own right, but nobody will ever beat Johnny Carson because it was just a time and place. You were 10 years old. You were 20 years old. He was he was your warm blanket. There's just no one's ever going to be better than Johnny Carson.
Seemed like he was there most of my life.
Right. I mean, he put you to bed every night. Yeah.
Bad. You know what I mean? I felt a lot. I felt bad. More.
Yeah, well, because he put you to bed every night.
Yeah. I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you one story. I got a chance to meet Larry King. I'm a retired federal prison worker. And I was working at a prison in Sheridan, Oregon at the time, and he came there to interview one of the inmates, which was this Jeffrey McDonald. I don't know if you remember him. He was a Green Beret doctor that slaughtered.
I remember Jeffrey McDonald. I remember Jeffrey McDonald very well, right? There's still some question whether or not if the guy's guilty or not.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because he was out and then back, whatever. Anyway, he came there to interview him, and he couldn't get in. Apparently, he'd had some arrest early in his youth or something. I don't know exactly what it was. But eventually they got it straightened out, and they let him in to do his interview. But I got a chance, because I've been a fan for him for years, you know, and I told myself, that guy is not getting out of here. I'm going to at least get to see him, you know. So I got a chance to get over there and actually see him, and also got a chance to shake his hand before he left. But I thought that was kind of an interesting story.
Did you talk to him at all?
No, just so, you know, just
hi, how are you? Nice to see you.
Hello, yeah, I mean, you're a big fan of yours, been listening to you for a long time now. People in this business, you know, they at least got a chance to shake his hand.
Yeah, yeah. But so you were a prison guard where Jeffrey McDonald was a prisoner.
I was a former medevac, Marine Corps, Vietnam veteran, and the federal prison hires them in their medical. And so that's why I worked.
Gotcha. Is he still alive? Is that Jeffrey McDonald still alive?
I don't
know.
He's
got to be still alive.
As far as I know, he was, treated him with different ailments from time to time. It was pretty.
Yeah, that was the Green Beret, I want to say, in North Carolina. Right. Who was charged and convicted of killing his wife and his little kid, right? Two or three little kids or something.
Exactly.
And he blamed it on a drug addict with a floppy hat.
Right.
And,
with a big red. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah, you got a good memory.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mark in Oregon. Yeah, thanks for checking in, Mark. Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks,
man.
Thanks for talking to me.
You got it. Yeah, thank you for calling. Yeah, that Jeffrey McDonald. And then he hired... he hired an author to write the book and declare his innocence, and the author sort of did a switcheroony on him and sort of wrote the book in the angle like he was guilty. Then they did a TV movie, and Carl Malden was in the movie, and Gary Cole played him as the actor. And he has professed his innocence all these years, and I know there's been people have been trying to get him.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
One doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55, but unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
Late night, Friday night, America at Night. We got some interesting developments happening with Nancy Guthrie. It was earlier in the week when they had a person of interest south of Tucson. They went to his house. They ultimately released him, and it was a false alarm. Now, News Nation is reporting that they've learned that a SWAT operation is unfolding in Pima County, Arizona, in connection with the search for Nancy Guthrie. I'm reading straight from the NewsNationNow.com website. SWAT officers converged on a home near Guthrie's neighborhood and ordered two individuals inside to come out. Both complied. Law enforcement is now searching that residence. News Nation's Brian Enton is live at the scene, and they seem to be the only media out there at the time. The two individuals, one appears to be a man, the other one appears to be a woman. The location where the police have blocked off is approximately 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's house. So, again, what does that mean? Nothing other than there's some SWAT activity 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's house. I know they're hanging a lot on this glove that was found, what, two miles from the house? Was it a glove from the guy at the door? Was it a glove from somebody else involved? Was it a glove that dropped out of a letter carrier's car on the way to and from, right? Who knows? Was it a Amazon driver's glove that fell out of the car and completely innocent? Who knows, right? At this point, it's just all pure speculation as, well, we're coming up on 2 weeks now for all this. Gil in San Antonio, welcome to America at Night.
Funny that you should mention Kiner. I actually saw him today in a movie. He made a cameo appearance in a Woody Allen movie, Radio Days. I don't know if you recall that.
No, I remember the movie. I don't think I heard of the movie. I don't think I saw it. If I did, I don't remember it. I didn't know Ralph Kiner was in that movie.
As a very old man, they made him up to look like he would have looked in 1930.
But, so did he play himself?
He played himself, a cameo role. And my first broadcaster was Mel Allen, Light Up the White Owl.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm going to make a political prediction.
Okay.
And I didn't get this from anywhere. I didn't get it off the Internet. It's just my own instinct. I'm predicting that Associate Justice Clarence Thomas will retire and take senior status, and Donald Trump will probably appoint Senator Ted Cruz to take his place on the Supreme Court.
Prediction. All right. So Clarence Thomas resigns at the end of this term, is what you're saying. This term is going to... Oh.
Well, maybe at the end of this term, but before the midterm, because they can't take a chance on the Democrats taking the Senate.
Yeah.
So if they want to keep that Clarence Thomas seat conservative, he will retire. He won't resign.
Right.
Judges don't resign; they retire and take.
Well, he will step down. But look, for that to happen, the midterms it's February. The midterms are going to happen this November. The term is going to be over at the end of June. So at the end of June, you're predicting, or between now and the end of June, or now and between now and June, you're thinking Clarence Thomas will retire. And Trump's going to go with Ted Cruz? I thought Ted Cruz was one of those that sort of spoke nice about Donald Trump in public, but spoke bad about him in private. Kind of like Lindsey Graham.
Well, it's always been Ted Cruz's ambition to be on the Supreme Court.
I understand that's not Donald Trump's ambition to have Ted Cruz on the court.
Ted Cruz is a member of the Senate. His confirmation would be pro forma.
He's not very well liked by his fellow Republicans in Washington D.C. And then of course, you'd have to have another Texas Senate election, which, you know, depending on what happens with Ken Paxton, you know, it could be a race or it could not be a race. We'll just have to wait and see how all that shakes out. I don't know. It's Gil. It's in the ledger. You're on paper saying that Clarence Thomazine, and it's going to be Ted Cruz. We have it. We will put it in the vault. We will bring it out when need be. We thank you for your prediction, sir.
Oh, thank you. And you have a good weekend, please.
You got it, Gil. I love it. You know what? I love that idea. We should do a prediction show. Why don't we just do it now? Call up and give me your prediction. I love it. I love it. I love that. That's an interesting prediction. I don't necessarily believe it or think it would happen, but it's interesting nonetheless. Clarence Thomas has been there a long time, right? George Herbert Walker Bush. What was that, 1988? Right, 1989 when he was put on the Supreme Court?
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic, once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Choose meetup locations and keep a contact list. Build a kit with food and water. Don't forget your pets. Keep extra medicine on hand. Make copies of key documents and keep them somewhere safe. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards and sign up for alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Furnished by Americares.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back to America at Night. Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
All right, open phones, 1-844-2-McGraw. Just like the lady said, back to the phones. Danny in Rolla, Missouri. Danny, thanks for checking in on America at Night.
Yeah, brother. I kind of wanted to come to your defense a little bit. You had a text message that said you were racist for not mentioning Rich Valdez. Well, to compare him to Larry King or Jim Bohannon, who both held it for probably over a decade each, and Rich Valdez didn't helm it for even a year, I don't think that's racist. I just think it's paying homage to a couple of titans. I don't think you meant any disrespect to Rich Valdez, but that was the first point. The other thing you had mentioned about 3, 4, 5 days ago about black folks not having any advantage in college admissions, and the DOJ just sued Harvard for that very thing, and Harvard didn't really give up any of their records or information, but they did get away from all the DEI, and DEI has touched corporations, the military, colleges, pretty much every aspect of our society, and that is kind of a fact. So I was kind of interested to hear your response about colleges not giving preference when they do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was in referencing the, was it 2023? The years all sort of fly by here. They all get sort of confused. But 2022, 2023, when the Supreme Court decided that affirmative action using minority giving special advantages to minorities is unconstitutional. So in starting in 2023, colleges are not allowed to do that. I know Harvard's in a fight with the federal government for all sorts of reasons. And so I don't know, you know, I'm not an expert on, or I know they're having fights with the federal government in terms of funding and how they handled the protests and things like that and not keeping Jewish students safe during some of the protests and sort of things like that. So I can't speak to Harvard's admission policies now, but the Supreme Court ruled in 2023 that you're not allowed to use special treatment for minorities over anybody else. And so affirmative action ceased to exist with that Supreme Court decision. I think what you're talking about, referencing a couple of days ago, even though affirmative action has ceased to exist, legacies haven't. And so rich people, right, rich people can still use their influence to get a less than credible student into a school, whereas...
I don't disagree with you, brother.
Right, and so my point was is that affirmative action doesn't exist anymore for minorities, but affirmative action for rich people and rich children, that still exists.
Well, the anti-racism thing, you know, you've got billions of dollars that have been stolen from programs that were meant to aid autistic children, daycares, all that. And the first thing that they say, if you complain about it, is, oh, you're racist. No, we're anti-scams. We're anti-fraud. And even though the Supreme Court made its decision, like you said, that doesn't mean that it stopped.
Yeah, no, but I mean, but if it happens and they're caught, there are consequences for it.
Well, you say that, but it's kind of like the rich folks. If they get caught, now there was the whole pay for play. Yeah. You buy it.
Well, that right, but right. Well, that was that. Yeah, that was outright fraud, though. They said they were part of the rowing team and they weren't. Right. I mean, they.
Right.
I agree. Right, that's outright fraud. But when Daddy gives the school, you know, $10 million and his name's on the economics building, shocking that the kids all get into the school, right? I mean, it's
well, yeah.
I mean, it's comical.
Yes and no.
I mean,
usually the apple does not fall far from the tree. So, you know,
actually,
it's not,
yes. But to how many idiot sons of rich parents have ended up in sweet colleges because Daddy took care of them. And then once they drop out, once they get a fail out, once they blow off class, once they get caught doing drugs, they continue to get chance after chance after chance because Daddy is on the board. Daddy knows this one. Daddy knows that one. Daddy made a phone call.
Look, you can say the same thing about politics, though. I mean, McGraw. I won't say that he was an idiot. He was not well-spoken, but... Bush Jr., would he have ever been president without his dad having been president? Probably not. He was actually very intelligent, just not well spoken.
I would say George W. Bush probably wouldn't have gotten the nomination if he wasn't a Bush. But as for president, and ultimately, it's the people have to vote, right? And so I think he got a leg up. He got a leg up because he was a Bush. He had the infrastructure there. So there was some affirmative action for a Bush to become president, right?
Yeah, it wasn't guaranteed. I agree with you. So
there was no affirmative action for Obama to become president, right? I mean, the Democratic Party conspired against him because it was all in the bag for Hillary. So, you know, my only point was that day was that affirmative action is now against the law in this country. You're not allowed to give special preferential treatment to minorities solely based on their skin color and or minority status. However,
let me ask you this.
Affirmative action for rich people is alive and well.
If you believe that, then... how would you look at LGBT, whatever it is, and transgender? And because if you say that you're that, nobody's ever going to come after you for anything. You're not going to get fired. You're not. And so that's another form of affirmative action.
First of all, I don't. It's not a question of if I believe it or not. I read the Supreme Court decision that said.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I'm talking about there. There are still things that are based on something other than meritocracy.
Well, you're not allowed to be fired based on your sex, right? You're not allowed to be fired based on your height, your weight, your sex, whatever
age,
else.
Age, right, color.
Right, right, yeah, color and all those things.
But if your sex is not your sex and you say it is, that's a little, that crosses over into a different game. And that's part of the whole debate with Title IX. You know, the Democrats wanted to protect women and all this good stuff. What people don't realize is that the Republicans fought for women to have the right to vote. Republicans fought to free the slaves. The Democrats were the ones that were pro-slavery.
Well, but hold on a second. Hold on a second. First of all, Nixon did sign Title IX. And to insinuate that the Republican Party in 1865 is the same Republican Party in 2025, I'm not saying it's good or bad. But it's a different world. And yes, technically it's the same party. It's like saying this is Larry King's show, right? Larry King had limos, and he went to Hawaii to do shows, right? I don't have limos. He had a full staff.
Yes, this is
Larry King's show. But it's really not Larry King's show.
John Kennedy today would be classified a Republican. You're right.
Yeah.
It is a completely different world, and things have changed. But sometimes, you know, there's a saying. The saying is tried and true. When you have something that works and you know it does, you might want to stick to it. And if everything starts to go to hell in a handbasket, go back to what you know works, which I think, and I could be wrong, and I'm not, I haven't drank the Kool-Aid, but I do think that that is part of what Trump has tapped into. I don't think that I would like the man personally, but I think that what he's doing and how he's doing it and the fact that he's not a politician is a...
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55. But unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Text line is open. Send us a message at 844-2-McGraw. That's 844-262-4729.
All right, it's been a fun night. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tony. Tony brings the heat from Montreal. Tony, good morning.
There's no heat in Montreal right now. I'm sitting on in St. Leo. So for guys that know Montreal, it's an Italian district in Montreal. I'm sitting on the porch of Milano Cafe, and it's way not no heat here, as we say. There's a little bit of cold coming on, but I need to be quiet when you can't hear all this background noise. I like the last guy that talked to you, McGraw. He was talking about Title IX. When I was in college, Title IX was a major positive step for women's sports, and I believe that Title IX today protects women in sports. I have two daughters, and I only want equality for them in all aspects of life. And, you know, people try to use the 1964 Civil Rights Act to to modify Title IX by saying that transgenderism is a right under the Civil Rights Act. Well, I don't believe in that. I believe that the Constitution of America, like the Constitution of Canada, protects individuals. And those are political issues rather than individual rights. So I that's not why I called tonight. I called because I wanted to finish off on Elijah Lovejoy. And yesterday we had a really nice talk about individual rights, but I just want to, one of the expressions that I think is important for freedom of the expression, the freedom of expression and the protection of expression is what he said. He says, but gentlemen, as long as I am an American citizen and as long as American blood runs in my veins, I shall hold myself at liberty to speak, to write, and to publish whatever I please on any subject. Elijah Paris Lovejoy. And he said, I am sworn to eternal opposition to slavery, and by the blessing of God, I will never turn back to speak, to write, to publish, whatever I please on any subject. If the laws of my country fail to protect me, I appeal to God.
Okay, Tony, you can't, don't read. Don't read. Just tell me, just give me the point you're trying to make.
But the words are great because
no, I understand it. But this you can't read on the radio. I mean, it just doesn't
okay, but
work.
I'm just gonna tell you what he says. Basically, he's willing to write and express himself to the point where if the laws don't protect him, God will protect him even in death. And that's what exactly happened in Alton, Illinois. He wrote what he believed, and I said yesterday that. Today, I believe that our media and our private or public or social media should respect those rules. That's what liberty is based on truth.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, today people only protect the speech they agree with. They don't really go to bat for the speech they disagree with.
You and I don't agree on everything, but our conversations are respectful and they
are company excluded. A large majority of people today in America will protect the speech they agree with. Very few of us, yeah. Tony, are smart enough to understand that we need to protect the speech we disagree with. Because if they can take away the speech we disagree with, they can take away the speech we agree with.
The bottom line is what you just said is what the Constitution protects. If a person disagrees with me, I want to hear him. If I'm in Skokie, Illinois, and the Nazis are driving a parade through Skokie, Illinois, saying X, Y, and Z about the Nazi movement in the United States, that was deemed constitutional because it's freedom of expression. So if you have a better idea than the Skokie Nazis, you produce it in the media with equal force, not with equal violence.
I agree. Bottom I agree,
line,
Tony.
That's what makes America great, right,
Tony,
there.
Tony, I agree with you. I agree with you. But in today's coarsening conversation, in today's body politic, in today's town square, we defend. Oftentimes, the speech we agree with, and we ridicule, mock, and silence the speech we disagree with. Not here, but lots of places, lots of conservative outlets that talk about free speech, lots of liberal outlets that talk about free speech. Right? What do you think cancel culture is? Cancel culture is a form designed to curtail free speech. And both sides are guilty of it. Right? We're not going to throw you in jail, but we're going to take away every single avenue for you to make a living. We're not going to throw you in jail. We're just going to torture you for your speech that we disagree with. That might be offensive to some people. It's a scary time in America. There is no question about it. Again, if I agree with how you live your life, I will defend your right to do it. If I disagree with the way you're living your life, well then by golly, I'm going to do everything I can to make it illegal. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. I'm out of time. Tony, thanks. Everybody, thanks. Fun night. I don't know where the 3 hours went. We're off on Monday. Best of on Monday. Back on Tuesday. Have a great and safe weekend. Thanks for putting up with me. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating...
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Two major stories we're following for you tonight. A shutdown of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has now gone into effect. That includes the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers and bags at airports. Experts say mass flight cancellations like those seen last year are less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid. But TSA officers are required to stay on the job without pay during the Homeland Security shutdown that started at midnight. Also, police activity being reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson, Arizona this hour as a warrant has been served at a home there. At least 3 people have been detained for questioning. With the investigation, we are awaiting more updates from the Pima County Sheriff's Department. While visiting with the troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina yesterday, President Trump was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of lives while they talk, and legs blown off, arms blown off, faces blown off. It's been going on for a long time, so let's see what happens.
The president said the USS Gerald R. Ford is being sent from the Caribbean Sea to the Mideast to join other warships and military assets built up in the region. The Trump administration is taking legal action against Harvard.
The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote-unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of?
Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
A new study says genetic testing can speed the return of the American chestnut tree that once dominated eastern forests. More on the story from Bob Agnew.
The tree became functionally extinct by the 1950s because of a fungal blight and root rot. Researchers are now hoping to revive the tree, but with some genetic modifications that retain its height and character, yet incorporate the greater disease resistance found in the Chinese chestnut. To do that, they're using hybrid breeding, and by using genetic testing, they hope to accelerate the process by selecting only the trees most likely to yield the desired result. Bob Agnew reporting.
Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the cost, power costs of artificial intelligence data centers, but they're still fighting over what fair share means. The debate ties directly to the cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. This week's death of 48-year-old actor James Vanderbeek highlights a rising trend in colorectal cancer among young adults.
While overall colorectal cancer rates have inched down in recent years, the rates for those under the age of 50 have risen. In fact, it's now the top cancer killer of Americans under 50. Doctors say people should reduce their risk by eating a healthy diet, getting screened starting at the age of 45, and don't wait to have worrisome symptoms examined. Rich Thomason reporting.
Mike Tyson said boxing in this country is fading and he wants to help revive it by building stronger amateur competition. Yesterday, he pointed to shrinking grassroots boxing clubs and fewer places for young fighters to test themselves. He is helping launch the Mike Tyson Invitational in Vegas, March 12th through 14th, to bring top amateurs together. He also worries about boxing's shaky Olympic status. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Divas Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grau. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Ford and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Ford and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. She did. That's I don't know if that means she's like, you know, bump bump, like going like this with my hands, but hard to say for sure. But we just found out about that, and it's good to be a Democrat because the New York Times wasn't looking into it, and CNN wasn't looking into it, 60 Minutes was not looking into it, George Stephanopoulos was not looking into it. They're all actively engaged in a cover-up, as they are every day. Pretty remarkable stuff, but we've got that. And then, but wait, there's more. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader in the House of Representatives, he too is all tangled up with who? With who, Michael? With Jeffrey Epstein, and they were pounding the table demanding that all the documents be released, and the documents are released, and all they did was, you know, control F to find the name Trump, and they went through, and it turns out that Trump tried to expose the Jeffrey Epstein creepiness and all that stuff, and Ghislaine Maxwell, and described her as evil decades ago to police in Florida while he was trying to expose all that, but never mind that. So we do have some Jeffrey Epstein updates this Friday the 13th, and we've got the White House counsel from Barack Obama's Democrat White House, and then the Democrat, apparently Goldman Sachs, in New York on Wall Street, and Hakeem Jeffries, he's called cut up in the Jeffrey Epstein thing too, and it is Friday the 13th. So we've got that going. In the meantime, the President of the United States and the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, the wonderful Melania Trump, and she really is wonderful. If you haven't seen the movie, My Best Girl and I, we went and saw the movie. I didn't talk about it much. I mentioned it, I think, last Monday. But My Best Girl and I, we went to see the Melania documentary film at a theater in Georgetown. It's in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and it was kind of nice. They had these electric reclining seats in the theater and stuff like that, and we went to the Georgetown Theater, My Best Girl and I. And I think I did mention this much at least. We had excellent seats, kind of center theater in every respect, and they were good. And also in the theater with us, there were five other people were in the theater with us, and they're all very nice. They're all very nice people. Had patriotic sweaters, American flag sweater, nice hats, good patriotic hats and things like that, which you don't see a lot in Washington because it's full of communists that call themselves Democrats. But we went and saw the movie, and it was great. And I would recommend it highly. And if you can, it'd be great to see it in a theater and support the filmmakers for making a documentary film. It's apparently one of the best grossing documentary films in the history of documentary films being in movie theaters. And we like to contribute our to the cause. and wonderful stuff. And though we did bring our own popcorn, I got to say, brought our homemade popcorn, because my best girl makes better popcorn. It doesn't have motor oil on it like in the movie theaters and all that. But in any case, you should see that. And I just digressed on that because, you know, the president and the first lady today are headed to Fort Bragg. They're headed to Fort Bragg, where they are reportedly going to be meeting with the soldiers, the great American soldiers, the brave, musky, masculine, heavily armed men with toxic masculinity, just dripping with toxic masculinity, Delta Force guys who went in and got Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. And the Democrats like to use an accent whenever they get to certain words because it makes them feel real when in reality exposes them as being more fake. But that's not important now. So the president and the first lady headed down to Fort Bragg, where they're going to be meeting with members of the military unit, the elite military unit that went into Caracas in Venezuela and grabbed Nicolas Maduro and pulled him out because he's a criminal fake president and all that good stuff. But president and first lady flying down there today to meet with our military people there. And without a great deal of fanfare, I think, and it's going to have to be low key because, you know, these guys don't go around showing their faces on TV and stuff like that. If they wore masks when they were meeting with the president and the news media, then Schumer would be very angry and probably want to press charges because Schumer is mental. He's not on Team America at all. The people at Real Clear Politics have a fun story today. The Ravenous Media Diet of Donald Trump is the headline. It's ravenous. The Ravenous Media Diet of Donald Trump. And he consumes a lot of news media, and he really loves his DVR, you know, the digital video recorder, the DVR that you might have on your television, on your cable system. We certainly do, and it is vitally important. And it sounds like President Trump likes his DVR as much as I do. He said it's the greatest invention ever or something like that. I'll share exactly what he said. But I've been saying this for years and years, that the greatest development since the invention of television is the DVR, where you just hit a button and it will record for you. You can fast forward, freeze frame, watching the Super Bowl. You know, apparently it's illegal to say the words Super Bowl if you don't own the copyright, something like that. A lot of networks won't use the term Super Bowl because they're afraid that, I don't know, that somebody will sue them or something like that. But in any case, DVR is the greatest, and President Trump really loves his DVR. And he watches lots and lots of news and cable news at 24-hour cable networks, and he watches Newsmax, and he watches Fox News, and I've got that for you. I want to share that with you. Also, a fun story from the New York Post today. Trump administration debunking Al Gore's climate fears. Al Gore, peace be upon him. Al Gore's climate fears made the world a better place. You see, Al Gore goes around saying that his terrorizing everybody about the weather made the world a better place. And he's a lion sack of Judea, like so many of these Democrats. Amazing, amazing stuff. So we've got that going. And I got to tell you, the Epstein stories that started popping this morning, Goldman Sachs' top lawyer to resign after release of Epstein emails. But when you're a Democrat, everybody just says, oh, that's okay. Well, where are we going to lunch? Because they come from a long line of child sexual abusers. They're Democrats, after all. So we got that. But the former White House counsel under Barack Obama announcing that she will be resigning because of her close personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which had been going on the entire time she was in the Obama White House as chief counsel. And isn't that okay? Because White House counsel, and that's the top lawyer in the White House for Barack Obama, all over the Jeffrey Epstein thing. They really liked each other, and they had terms of endearment for one another and all this this good stuff. And that popped, so I want to share that with you, because the Democrats and child sexual abuse, that's you know, goes together like carrots and peas. Also, this from Twitchy today, brutal, God knows they will be, brutal open letter to Hakeem Jeffries about his Epstein connections and more damning information, because Jeffrey Epstein and the Democrats, Jeffrey Epstein and Hakeem Jeffries, They're close personal friends. Well, one is dead now, but because he allegedly hanged himself in a jail cell where all the cameras had been turned off, and they gave him things to hang himself with, even though they weren't supposed to, because he was on suicide watch, and there are no guards around, and it's okay. But here's a bed sheet. We'll turn the cameras off. We won't be around. No problem. Take care of yourself for the Democrats, because the party's counting on you. You know, it's like Frankie Five Angels and the Godfathers. His family would be taken care of because Frankie Pentangeli, he did the right thing. He opened a vein in a tub just like the Romans. And the Democrats, they do that too. Not so much like the Romans, maybe like the Carthaginians. It's hard to say. But there they are. Open letter to Hakeem Jeffries about his Epstein connections. And lots of damning info because the, you know, he was a Democrat. Jeffrey Epstein was a lifelong Democrat and fundraiser for the Democrats and loved the Obama people and loved all the Democrats everywhere you look. And Hakeem Jeffries was one of his pet projects. Hakeem Jeffries was going to be the next Barack Obama because he's black. See, and his name is Hakeem, and Barack Hussein Obama's middle name is Hussein. So you got Hussein over here and Hakeem over here, and then they both blew up by way of self-detonation. But we got that. I have two clips for you today that I think you'll enjoy, that I want to play side-by-side, back-by-back, back-to-back. And they're two white liberal women. One white liberal woman is apparently getting married, allegedly to a man, but she wanted to warn everybody. She posted a video warning anybody and everybody that might be thinking about coming to her holy wedding, that they better not be awful, terrible people, you know, bigots. They better not be transphobic. They had best not be suffering from transphobia, which is an irrational fear of people that cross-dress and murder people at schools and things. But that's not so often, don't they? You can't be a racist or a transphobic or homophobic and go to her wedding. And Willie here, and she lives in such difficult times, very difficult times, because I think of Trump derangement syndrome primarily. But she posted a video of herself that I want to share with you. And you're probably not going to her wedding. I'm guessing very few people are. Probably immediate family members and then a mentally ill person or two going there. And that's a good one. And she's a liberal woman, and that's liberal woman number one. Liberal woman number two decided to accost a police officer sitting in his car filling out a report about a collision, presumably a vehicle collision. And he's filling out the report in his car on the screen that's mounted to his dashboard. And this liberal women are the most mentally ill people in America, and the first mentally ill woman warning people about her wedding, and that's great. And then the second mentally ill white liberal woman in America accosting a police officer sitting in his car doing his job, and she decided to come along and harass him, and oh, there's a school, and parents are terrified because you're a police officer and you're sitting in your car, and they're all mentally ill. So, wait till you hear this lady talking to the police officer. It's crazy, crazy stuff. So, a couple of things we've got for you today. And Virginia Democrats are moving forward to, break away, Michael, from the Union and, establish the Confederate, capital back in Richmond, Virginia again, as the Democrats did in the Civil War, the American Civil War that the Democrats started. So we've got that. That's for sure. And have you seen the subway killer in New York City? It turns out he's on a number of different public assistance programs, where they pay him to be an artist. And because he's nuts, all his art is about shooting and killing cops and murdering people. And the Democrats put him on the payroll in New York. Good stuff. And Tim Walz in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've got an update for you on that as well. We are at 888-630-9625. What do you hear these two liberal women? I think you'll enjoy them very much. Yeah, they a couple of them, a little of it might even sound familiar if you know any white liberal women in America, apparently all of whom are mentally ill today. 888-630-9625. Happy Friday the 13th.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger, insurance agent.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55. But unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
are back. Let us go to the telephones. And I want to get to these two liberal women, the audio I have for you. It tells you everything you need to know about the Democrat Party today and makes it clear that we've got a mental health crisis in the United States. The illness is called membership in the Democrat Party. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jack, calling from the once great state of California. Jack, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
My hero, your music is great, by the way.
Thank you very much. We like our music. We think we have the best music in radio.
Chris, I got to tell you, I haven't talked to you in a long time. California is crazy. You're going to love it. There's a communist running for mayor in Los Angeles. Just, we'll get to that quickly. But are you still having your California breakfast? You went to college in California, right?
Well, saying I went to college might overstate it. But, yes, I lived in Santa Barbara, and I went to Santa Barbara City College for a period of time.
I saw a picture with you and Reagan. More than one, by the way, because he was up there too, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Yes, I met President Reagan many times in Santa Barbara and at the ranch in Santa Barbara while Reagan was president. Yeah, you bet. I was a courier. I was a courier then. And I got to meet Reagan a whole bunch of times, and that's kind of what opened my eyes to everything, is that he was such a good guy and not at all what the lefty media said he was.
Well, look, this is a great day for Republicans. They're going to pull it out on the SAVE Act. They're one vote down. It's going to win. Trump keeps winning. Hakeem and Epstein, that's a great story. Another win for Trump. Murder rate is down. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison goes to the Congress the same day home and announces not 3,300 missing migrant children in Minnesota. Where was Keith Ellison? He was with Bernie Sanders, obviously, talking, and he never got to 3,300. Doesn't that seem like a lot of missing children he should be worried about?
Not as many as the 300,000 migrant children that the Biden administration misplaced, but it's a lot because each one of them is actually a human being and a child.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for Late Night Conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love Late Night Conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Here is the average, typical American Democrat white liberal woman.
What are you doing?
What am I doing here?
Why are you here?
I was just doing a collision report, ma'am.
Okay. Are you guys going to be here much longer?
Until I'm done doing my job.
Yeah.
Because one of the teachers, when I dropped off over there, said y'all been circling since about 8.
Okay. Well, I'm just doing my job, so the quicker I do my job...
You taught at the elementary school since about 8 a.m.?
I wasn't here.
There was a collision here at the elementary school.
You have a good day. I'm going to continue to do my
job.
You
work for us, and you're scaring these families.
Okay.
Well, you should probably go do your job where your job lives.
Where your job lives. Well, that actually is his job. He's a police officer, and there are children at the school. And I know you guys make sure that there's no security, so there will be more school shootings, often perpetrated by transgender mentally ill younger Democrats, because they like to, where do we have the one in Canada, the mass murdering transgender Canadian transgender earlier this week, killed 10 or 12 people, wounded 24 more, shooting the place up, then shot himself and killed himself. And the police were saying, well, the pronouns, and calling the person their, using all this ridiculous language, wanting to be sensitive to the transgender mental illness, after yet another massacre by yet another transgender lunatic. And it turned out that the 18-year-old psychopath had started doing the transgender thing when he was 12 years old. And the Democrats in Canada, they applauded, and they said, oh, isn't this wonderful? It's a child genital mutilation. Let's start giving female hormones to the male, and then maybe he'll end up being a mass murderer at a school, murdered two of his own family members too, then murdered all these people shooting up at a school. And the news media is not covering it because it's yet another, and they say this doesn't happen in Canada. So when it does, they just don't cover it. This doesn't happen in Sweden. So when it does, they don't cover it. And then you get a transgender, yet another transgender psychopath, as we saw at Club Q in Colorado Springs, and then almost three schools in Colorado Springs, but his sister turned him in and prevented that from happening. But Catholic school, quite recently, the church and transgender Democrats all over the place. And by the way, there's no such thing as transgender. They're just cross-dressing mentally ill people. You can't turn yourself into a woman. But never mind that. So here's the liberal woman, and the police officer is just as normal as possible. And he's like, well, I'm doing my job. I'm filling out a report on a collision. And the severely mentally ill Democrat woman persisted.
I'm going to explain something.
Mm-hmm.
The person that I was just working with
mm-hmm.
left approximately 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was a collision report for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my job.
Can
I
you,
give them all their information.
Can you maybe, like, for a second, acknowledge that you could be a really upsetting sight for people right now?
No.
Look, ma'am, I'm just doing my job.
I get it. So. I do. I get it. But, like, for us to be able to collaborate with y'all at all going
collaborate.
Forward.
Collaborate. At all.
You're going to have to show us some humanity. Okay. You're going to have to show us that you understand the circumstances and the feelings that you evoke.
This is when it got hilarious because the deputy sheriff shot her in the leg, and he burst out laughing. It was hilarious. All right, that didn't really happen. I just had that moment that flashed through my mind. But the Smid, we're just calling her Smid. She didn't post her name when she posted her video. The Smid, the severely mentally ill Democrat woman, she still wasn't done.
It would be so rad to feel like you're here for us.
Rad.
It would be so rad to feel like you guys get it and understand that you are actually the defending line between us and the f***ing fascism. But until, like, that's overt, until that's overt that you're part of our community,
Well, ma'am,
then I don't think you should be lingering
here. With absolutely all due respect, I'm not going to continue to go back and forth. I'm going to try to finish my job as fast as possible.
Okay?
Keep in mind that you are cussing. We are in front of a school. So please just
keep
that in mind, okay?
I'll give you that. That's fair.
I'll give you that. Well, that's mighty big of you. Were you recently released from a mental institution of any kind? Do you have a firearm on you at all, like Alex Preti in Minneapolis? Because we know a lot of you are very severely mentally ill, and we've got to, and the police officer couldn't be more mellow. He should be a police chief someplace. Just great, and he's, there's a collision, and he's got the collision report, and she doesn't want police near a school. Because she wants to open the floodgates for the transgender mentally ill people shooting the place up, because Democrats. Now, the police officer, I just think he was great. And he said, hey, here I am. Look, I'm punching information into the computer on my dashboard. I'm in a police car. I'm in a police uniform. I'm the police. Maybe you should, know the difference between, and wait, you're the only line between us and fascism. And he should have said, well, ma'am, you're the closest thing to fascism that we have anywhere around here. And I might ask her if she was a cross-dresser. Are you actually a man? Do you have any firearms on you? Here's the police officer. Just great.
So the quicker I get this done, I can leave, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not really, really not trying to bother
really
you, okay?
Be thinking about these kids and these moms.
Look, I get it, ma'am.
What moms are going through right now, right?
I do understand
what?
That. But yeah. Let me just...
Transgender?
I'll get this out of the way and I'll be out of everyone's hair,
I sure
okay?
would appreciate that.
She sure would appreciate that. And then she wandered off as though she had accomplished something wonderful. And the police officer was, to his credit, staying calm, cool, and collected. He kind of rolled his eyes just a little bit because, obviously, this is a typical left-wing American white liberal woman, a Democrat, and they're all insane. All insane. And I'm starting to sing a Jim Morrison song, and all the children were insane. The completely crazy person. And police are out there. Maybe you could move because I really want to have suicide bombers come in here because Democrats look out for each other. And they're all mental. And white liberal women, what happened to white liberal women? They just used to go out to bars and be slutty, and now look at them. Just amazing stuff. They were better before. Here is the next white liberal woman who posted a video of herself. She's going to be getting married soon. And she's a TikToker, and her name is Maddie Sailors. Maddie. M-A-D-D-I-E, not M-A-T-T, but M-A-D-D-I-E, Sailors, like she used to date, S-A-I-L-E-R-S, and she's getting married, so she posted a video letting people know that if you're coming to her wedding, there are certain prohibitions, certain requirements, and you've got to be aware that if you are transphobic, if you have an irrational fear of people that dress like their mother, or dress like... they work in the Bates Motel in an Alfred Hitchcock movie. That's okay. But this is Maddie Sailors, who's getting married, and she is wagging her finger. She has one eyebrow that's gone mad. It looks like it's trying to crawl off the side of her face. And she looks crazy. But here's Maddie Sailors warning the people that she has apparently allegedly invited to her own wedding.
Hi friends, if you didn't know, I am getting married in June, and I've been doing some wedding planning. I just sent out a big group message to our bridal party of all of the things that they need to know, but I included in it our big disclaimer at the end, which is also going to be going on our website for our guests. And so I wanted to read it to you because we live in really times right now, and if you're planning a wedding right now, it's rough. I'm genuinely like, am I even going to make it to the wedding in June, or is the world going to implode
not.
Before that?
The world might implode before that. Are you going to make it to the wedding in June? I don't know, but I'm glad I'm not going to make it to the wedding in June, because it's going to be full of really funky, weird, cross-dressing, mentally ill, drug-addled Democrats. It's going to be full of Democrats. But hang on, because there's a disclaimer, and there are three more sound bites of this woman, Maddie Saylors, who thinks she's getting married in June. I suspect that if they go through with the wedding, that it will be a very short-lived marriage. I don't think this is going to last for very long. I have some experience in this area. Here is Maddie Saylors. She's getting married.
I wanted to share this little disclaimer with you in case you were looking for a way to share with your guests that you don't want bigots at your wedding.
Or to bow
out. Here we go. Says, we have an absolute zero tolerance, that's in all caps, policy for bigotry of any kind. That includes homophobia, transphobia, racism, sexism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, any of the sorts. We are proud to be a couple with a diverse demographic of people that we love.
Yeah, they're diverse. They're happy to be a couple of diverse. They're both white liberals, from what I can tell. We didn't see any man who might actually be a woman. It's impossible to say. But transphobia, homophobia of any sorts. She's basically illiterate, which is not at all surprising. We're proud to have a diverse demographic of people who we love. And apparently they're all cross-dressers and have pet donkeys at home. But here's Maddie.
This is a one-strike policy. This goes for friends, family, grandparents, everyone, including our bridal party. I do not care how long we've known you. You make one step out of line and you will be asked to leave. From now until then, and that includes the day of the wedding. This day is to be about Ryan and I and the covenant we are stepping into in marriage. We will not tolerate anyone making it about anything but that.
This is a classic demonstration of intolerance in the name of tolerance. This is a classic vehicle of the left. It has been for generations now. Many decades, the French left used to have the saying, the only thing not to be tolerated is intolerance, because they have no sense of irony, and their brains are broken. They're no good. They're like Joe Biden's brains. She's not dead. She's not done yet. I hope the wedding takes place, just so she can learn that you don't have to be married for more than a few weeks. And here's Maddie warning people again. They have maids of honor, and they're armed, and they're going to stab people if need be.
We will tolerate a lot, but will not tolerate hatred and bigotry for the safety and well-being of those that we love.
Safety.
My maid and matron of honor will be carrying swords on their backs. This is
swords.
True. So
under
just
back.
Know that we are serious, and they are the ones I have entrusted with security. Thank you for your understanding. Yeah, we will not have bigots at our wedding. So, anyways, if you feel the same and needed some info of how to tell your guests that you won't tolerate it, hope this helps.
Hope this helps. It does help. No one should attend your wedding. You should be standing there by yourselves, maybe with your mother, who might be a man, and they have swords. They're going to be swords, and they won't tolerate intolerance, because the one thing that they can't tolerate is intolerance. So they're intolerant in the name of tolerance, and this makes perfect sense to them. These are two Democrat women for you today. One plans to get married in June. Maddie Saylors, and the other one, we don't know her name, but she stopped to harass a police officer who is filling out a report because the presence of a police officer near a school might terrify parents and students alike. The Democrat Party is a mental illness. Just membership in the party is a mental illness, and that's two white liberal women. Not to be confused with Renee Good, who was obstructing federal law enforcement in Minneapolis, and then she disobeyed police orders to get out of the vehicle, and she then crashed her car into a federal agent and got shot in the face and killed. The Democrats think that she's the hero. I promise you, either one of these women think that Renee Good is the hero of the story because of the brain problems they have.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription, and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
By IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55, but unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50 plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term and life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Bow, 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 bow. All right, let us, crazy white liberal women, what happened? What happened in the United States? Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Pam, calling from the great state of Arkansas. Pamela, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, good morning, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for calling.
I keep hearing that alcohol sales are down. And I'm wondering if it's a coincidence that the young white liberal women have gotten so crazy with that drink. And I'm wondering if alcohol should be mandatory.
Well, you know, there's as we know, Pam, what the Democrats do not want to ban, they want to make mandatory. Anything they don't want to make mandatory, they want to ban, and anything they don't want to ban, they want to make mandatory. And the old, the great old axiom, Pamela, that liberals don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory.
Well, there we go. There's their solution then.
And you're right.
Make
and I saw you
mandatory.
Make it mandatory. I saw you up on the big board here. I saw you alcohol sales down because these crazy liberal women. And I did a quick search, and it's true, alcohol sales in the U.S. have been declining with a reported drop of 2.6% in 2023, another decline of 2.8% in 2024, just in the first half. Downturn attributed to changing consumer preferences, increased health awareness, because now we have MAHA and all that, and RFK Jr., and a cultural shift toward moderation. That's what it says in Time magazine, especially among younger generations. How about that, Pamela? And, you know, Michael Piercy and I agreed this morning that moderation is just fine. Moderation is a good thing, I think, Pam. As long as, you know, it's in moderation. You just, one thing you definitely want to be moderate with is moderation. Don't want to get carried away with that.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.